Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas from the Birds and the Bird Football Podcast. I am your host, Fred Halbig, and joining me again for Week 17 of the NFL season. Jay, we've been doing this for a long time now.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
It seems like that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, well, Merry Christmas. How was your Christmas? How'd everything go?
Merry Christmas, buddy. It was good. Kids went crazy as usual.
And they enjoy everything?
Yeah, I hope.
Good, yeah. They fucking better, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They'll be living on the streets.
Working for a year to get them whatever they wanted, right. And then, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. Awesome. It's good to hear. But now, it's officially week 17.
Man.
Big games for both teams this weekend.
Yeah.
Eagles control their own destiny. They win and they are in, officially in the playoffs, against the Giants in New York, so or New Jersey. And then the Steelers, of course, they play Baltimore this week. They need to win, and they need a little bit of help around the league to get in. So, Jay, why don't you I know we're going to preview the Steelers game first. Why don't you get into, like, the playoff scenarios? I know there's not much to talk about with the actual game. But just, yeah, preview the game, get into the playoff scenarios, see what we're looking at this week for the Steelers and what's got to happen and what they got to do.
Yeah. So, I mean, the biggest point is Steelers need to win.
Yeah.
You're playing a Ravens team who's not playing any or none of their big starters.
Yeah. No Lamar. So you're looking at RG3 probably.
Yeah. And there's not much to say with that part of it. Other than there's still going to be some guys in there. It's still going to be a tough game. They're a good team. But you got to win this. And then the second biggest part of that is Tennessee needs to lose. Yeah, they're playing Houston.
And as of right now, I still believe Houston is committed to playing their starters, they're saying.
That is what they're saying. And they also have the chance to move up from the 4 seed to the 3 seed if Kansas City loses. Kansas City plays at 1 o'clock against San Diego.
Yeah.
But Kansas City also has the chance to go from the 3 seed to the 2 seed if New England loses.
New England does.
Against Miami.
Which I highly doubt.
So, come 4 o'clock.
But they play at the same time, right? They play the 1 o'clock window.
Yeah, they both play at 1, yeah.
So, come 4 o'clock when Tennessee plays, if Houston might change their mind.
Yeah, there could be just nothing out there for them, and they just say, okay, we're just going to sit Deshaun. We're going to sit Nuke. So, we'll see. Other than that, that's the only scenarios. Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, there's some crazy shit going on
I'm
with
not
Oakland.
Yeah,
if both.
Well, Oakland can still make it if Tennessee and the Steelers lose.
Yeah, but they win, and then they needed some other crazy stuff to happen.
Yeah, and then the Steelers could actually still make it if they lose. If Tennessee, Oakland, the Colts win, and I think Cleveland wins.
Oh, okay.
If all that happens, the Steelers could still make it. So it gets real crazy with the tiebreakers.
Yeah, and all that stuff. But
I wanted to go to a coin toss.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Like the 12th tiebreaker.
Yes.
The biggest thing is the Steelers just need to win. Tennessee needs to lose. If Tennessee wins, they are in.
Yes.
So that doesn't
simple.
That's
simple.
The biggest thing. Mm-hmm. Win and then lose. So
yeah, they got it locked up if they win.
All right. Anything about the actual game? What you're feeling? What you're thinking?
Well, as of right now, Marquise Pouncey has been ruled out for the game with a knee injury. Nothing came out this week about it. They were fearing that it could have been an ACL right after the game, but I guess it's Thursday. You haven't heard anything yet, so I would assume
it's Christmas season, so maybe they're
but still, you're going to rush that, especially with week 17 coming up. You need to win this game.
Yeah.
So you want to see what happened with them. And then they would have to move to IR too to get somebody else in there.
Open up a spot. They still got a few days. You never know.
Yeah. And then, speaking of IR, you had Mason Rudolph go to IR with the shoulder injury. So
they won't let poor Rudolph play any more football games.
I really debated starting with that song today. You got Devlin, who will be starting, backed up by Paxton Lynch. And then the Steelers also signed one of your old favorites, JT Barrett, to the practice squad.
There you go. Baby. They have a big game this Saturday against Clemson. Maybe we'll get into a little bit of that at the end of this pod, just to touch on that.
And then James Conner with the quad, I really don't think he plays
this week. Disappointing, man. Like, this is a must-win game last week for them, and he's out with a bruised quad?
Yep.
Like you can't fight through that, man? Like, I understand if it's really knotted up, it's probably hard to run and play, but I don't know. I feel like dudes are out there playing with way worse injuries. I mean, Zach Ertz played an entire game with a fractured rib.
Yeah, and it just it adds on top of everything with Connor. Like we talked about last week, man, it's just something new every week.
Yeah.
With him that's causing him to miss games. It's yeah. really disappointing.
I want to go back a little bit to the quarterbacks that you brought up.
Yeah.
You said you have Devlin and then there's former first round pick Paxton Lynch.
Yep.
At what point in this game do you want to see Paxton?
I honestly would say if it's the same thing as last week. He's throwing really bad passes like he was. That's what he does. He doesn't have the best arm strength, talking about Devlin.
Yeah.
So if he's floating them and they're getting picked off again in that game that you need to win, you have to go to Paxton Lynch. You have to. You can't let him sit out there and lose this game for you again.
Yeah.
When he came in for Mason last week, it wasn't really like, oh, here we go. He's leading a drive. He didn't provide that spark again. So yeah. I think it might be in his head that he got benched, maybe, or he's just playing better competition now. Because you pointed it out before. So
yeah, I just think it's that he's not very good in that type of a cool nickname and him throwing a few touchdown passes and winning some games on the back of the defense.
Yeah. And the attitude he had coming in.
Yeah, just had that whole hype train rolling a little too
fast.
And it's kind of come back to reality here. But I agree about Paxton. I mean, what do you have to lose at that point? If
nothing.
Devlin's not showing anything, Paxton, he's terrible, but he was a former first round pick for a reason. He's got some kind of arm talent.
I mean, he came out and blamed, John Elway for his failure in Denver.
Yeah.
So that's good to hear.
I mean, he could be the QB of the future. He's still pretty young.
Was he like 26 now, 27?
Still pretty young.
Man.
Ben, there was questions about him wanting to play
earlier
this week. I know he came out yesterday and said those aren't true, but what do you think about all that?
I mean, I'm not sure. When I first heard the reports, I'm like, yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Ben's 44 or whatever.
He looks like he packed it in.
He definitely looks like he's in hibernation at this point. And he basically blew his elbow out, you know? So I would question it too, especially with the way he looked in that Patriot game. Maybe that got into his head. I think it was a true report.
Yeah.
Because I love Ben to death. Hall of Fame quarterback, probably the best Steelers quarterback ever. But he is an attention seeker.
Yeah.
Ben throws stuff out there so people talk about him, and then he says, oh, no, that's not what I meant. I meant this. Like, he does stuff like that to keep his name around. So I wouldn't be shocked if he said to Chris Mortensen or somebody on the inside.
Like, I'm thinking about not playing.
That I don't think I have it. And then, no, I'll be fine. So,
Well, we'll I know we discussed this earlier this week, but we'll keep this topic for the off season. But we'll go over some possible replacements for Ben just in case.
Yeah. Some NFL
career. Yeah.
NFL guys that could possibly be signed by the Steelers brought in.
So that'll be a good off season topic.
Yeah, definitely.
But I know one of those guys we discussed was RG3. And he will be somebody you're facing this weekend more than likely. What do you think RG3 is going to do? Give me a game prediction. Do you think the Steelers can win this game against a former number 2 overall pick?
I think they can because, like I said, they're not going to have much of their starters on offense. And the Steelers' defense is just – I mean, they're lights out. Best in the league. So I think they can shut down the offense because, look, RG3 is a good runner, but he's scared to do it. That's why he worked his way out of the starting job. He just
he's not very good, and he can't stay healthy.
That's the biggest thing is that he was running a lot, got popped, blew his knee out, and then he just got scared to take the hits. So, I mean, I think RG3 could show something in this game, but the defense is just going to shut out that offense, especially with no Ingram, no Lamar, whatever weapons they have at wide receiver.
And they're definitely not going to be playing hard. They've already locked up.
Yeah, number one seed's done. They have nothing
unless,
to play for.
RG3's trying to find a starting spot next year.
That's the biggest thing. This is going to be a little bit of a showcase for him to try to get back into a starting position. Yeah. As far as the Steelers offense goes,
same thing you've seen for the past couple weeks, and it's not pretty.
No, not at all. And I think you're going to really have to start trying to get some of these younger guys involved. You have to, at one point, start using the middle of the field. I'd like to see Deontay Johnson taking some slants, some drag routes, just let him get into space. Devlin should be running more of a West Coast
style. Get the ball out quick.
Instead of just trying to chuck it deep every play.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you want to see that, but nine times a game when they're floating and you're getting two picks. So,
prediction.
Benny Snell.
You're good.
Benny Snell, I think, is going to get more focus in this game. I think they're really going to try to run the ball more to take it off of Devlin. So I'd like to see Benny Snell more involved. Prediction for this game. Oh, man. I just don't see the offense doing what they need to do.
Really?
In this game. I don't. And it sucks to say it, man, but I think the Steelers lose this one.
I think the season's over.
14-9.
Yeah, I was going to say like 9-6 somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody's winning this game like 9-6.
I think Devlin or whoever's in at quarterback is going to turn the ball over in bad positions, give them good field for some touchdowns.
Yeah.
And the defense for the Steelers is probably going to give them good field position too, but they're not going to be able to get touchdowns.
They can't capitalize on it.
No.
All right, so say the Steelers pull this game off. Do you have a prediction for the Titans and Texans?
What's their coach, Bill O'Brien?
Yeah.
Keep saying that they're going to play their starters. I just don't see why you would if Kansas City loses.
Yeah.
Why you're going to take a chance.
Why take that risk?
Yeah, unless you believe in the rush factor. Maybe they play him for a quarter, a half, maybe. It really just depends on if they play their starters. If they play their starters, I see Houston beating. Houston's just a better team than Tennessee.
Tennessee should have beat them last time.
Yeah, but it's still one. It's still Ryan Tannehill at the end of the day.
All right.
I don't see. But
I think Tennessee wins that game. I think they have more to play for. I think they're going to come out playing harder. I'm pretty sure it's in Tennessee. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
But it's basically a playoff game for them. And, yeah, I don't see Bill O'Brien playing the starters the entire game.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I don't see the starters playing in this, so I'm going to give the game to Tennessee. So it's not going to matter what the Steelers do. Yeah, I think Tennessee pulls that out.
All right. So Jay has the Steelers season ending this weekend, no matter what.
It's in Houston, by the way.
Oh,
sorry.
It's in Houston? Yeah. I should have known because I said it was in Tennessee. Uh-huh. But, Jay, you have their season being over no matter what this weekend.
Yep.
You never know what can happen. So we'll see. Some good games. We'll move on to Philadelphia. It's winner go home, officially. I feel like I've been saying that the entire season.
Yeah, the past couple weeks it's been like every year.
Yeah.
So
now this is it. They win and they are in the playoffs.
Yep.
So they're playing a Giants team that has looked pretty good on offense recently.
Yeah.
So this game is worrying me a good bit.
Okay.
It's in New York, but I expect it to be mainly Philly fans there. So I don't think there's going to be too much of a home field advantage for the Giants. But, you know, they're playing spoiler. And this team, they don't want to see the Eagles go to the playoffs. You know what I mean? They want to be the ones to spoil this season for them.
Yeah.
And they're going to play tough. It's a divisional game. Daniel Jones, first time playing the Eagles. He was out a couple weeks ago when we faced them, which we had to beat them in overtime.
Eli, bro.
Yeah. So, man. This one is scary to me. Last week, Daniel Jones threw 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. Saquon had like 200-something all-purpose yards and a few touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know, they got that – I forget his name – that young kid at receiver who was like a fifth-round pick.
Slayton?
Yeah, Darius Slayton. He tore us up last time. You know, their offense is moving. The only good thing is that the Giants' defense is absolutely terrible. Yeah. Their cornerback situation is atrocious. They got a rookie starting out there who's rated as, like, the worst corner in the league. They got rid of Janoris Jenkins after he called people retards. So, you know, this could be a shootout. The Eagles' offense has been playing better football recently. Wentz has really picked his game up. These young guys around him are really starting to ball out. Jordan Howard's returning this week. I'm kind of anxious to see what that means for this offense. I'm hoping they don't go away from Miles Sanders as much now.
They shouldn't.
No, absolutely. You're goddamn right they shouldn't, but I don't trust Doug Peterson.
Last week you did.
Yeah, but now that Jordan, for some reason, he'll like game plan this entire game around Jordan Howard, and it'll screw everything up that's been going on. But no, I want to see Miles Sanders getting the same amount of carries and touches that he has been getting, and then sprinkle Jordan Howard in there, maybe towards the end of the game when the defense is worn down to kind of kill the clock. Yeah, it looks like no Nelson Aguilar this week again.
Shocker.
Big injury, possibly no Zach Ertz, they talked about.
Oh, with the ribs, yeah.
Yeah, he had a fractured rib in last week's game. We'll see. I'm guessing Doug will have his press conference today since he didn't have one yesterday on Christmas. And we'll hear more about the injuries. I still think you might see Zach Ertz dress. And if it's a dire situation where it's real close, he might get some snaps and play, even if it's just as a decoy. But that means if he doesn't play, you know, that means Dallas Goedert's got to step up again. He's shown last week that he is capable of being that number one tight end. In fact, I don't have all his stats in front of me, but I'm pretty sure he's top 10 in catches, top 10 in touchdowns, and like 12th in yards in the entire NFL for tight ends.
Wow.
Dude's having a pretty good season. I think it's the first time since Gronk and Hernandez that an NFL team has had two tight ends with over 50-something receptions.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, I know Ertz is at like 88 right now and Goddard's at like 55, I believe. So,
yeah, I'm trying to pull up the stats right now. Goddard is 54 receptions, 542 yards, 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's a pretty good year. For a backup tight end.
Yeah.
So, if Ertz can't go, I trust that he'll be able to step up and make some big plays like he has been the past couple weeks. Continue to use Greg Ward in the slot. I know they called up another practice squad receiver guy. I don't see much out of them. I think we're going to see a lot of what we've been seeing. When spreading the ball around to his backs, to his tight ends, getting Greg Ward mixed in here and there.
You're number one.
Yeah. Hey, you know, the kid's done a good job. They still need to overhaul their receiving core next year, but I think that kid's earned a chance to be our starting slot next year.
Yeah.
So I'll give a prediction and then I'll bring up a couple other things. I think the Eagles are going to do it, bro. I think they know what's at stake here. They've proven the past few seasons that when the games are on the line and it's do or die, that they have been able to step up and win these games. I do see it a little high scoring and close. Like I said, the Giants are going to play them tough. They're going to want to ruin the Eagles' season and keep them out of the playoffs.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to say 31-28 Philly.
Wow.
Possible last second field goal to pull this one off. So if that's the case, I'm going to get into a little bit. I'm not trying to preview anything, but just a little playoff scenario here if the Eagles do make it in.
Yeah.
Like I said, winning, they're in. Also, if the Cowboys lose, they're in. But they play at the same time, so it doesn't matter. They're both going to be playing their starters and trying to win this game. If they lose and the Cowboys win, the Cowboys are in. And I don't see them losing to the Redskins. They're down a few starters this week. They seem like they've packed it in. But then the wild card game, it comes down to either the Sunday night game, San Francisco or Seattle.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that game. Wow.
Yeah. So loser of that game will be going to either Dallas or Philadelphia for the wild card round. Who would – I know you're not an Eagles fan, but if you were an Eagles fan, who would you rather face in that situation?
San Fran.
Really? Just because of the quarterback?
That and just Seattle's – look, they've been there before.
That's – yeah, that's what my main thing.
Yeah, they've been there before. They got a good coach in Pete Carroll who knows how to get his guys up for any game. You have Russell Wilson who's just unshakable.
Yeah, I'd
rather face a young, inexperienced team in San Fran than going against Seattle in the playoffs.
Pete Carroll owns the Eagles. I'm pretty sure we've never beaten him since he's come back to the NFL.
Okay.
Russell Wilson is a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
Should have been a two-time Super Bowl champion if it wasn't for Pete Carroll. And you just never know with him. I know they're banged up right now. I know they just brought Marshawn Lynch back.
Yeah.
Man, but I think I'd rather face Jimmy G, an inexperienced quarterback, no playoff experience.
Yeah, with any of that team, really. So, I'd rather take my chances with them.
I know Shanahan's a really good coach, and they'd probably tear this defense up. Either way, but here's the deal, though. Either one, with the way Philly's defense plays at home, I'd give the Eagles a fighting chance. I know each one of those teams would probably – or is either a 12 or 11-win team, you know. I'd give the Eagles a fighting chance.
Okay.
Yeah, and if somehow they pulled it off, there was a report earlier this week that DeSean Jackson said he'd be ready to go and come off IR if the Eagles somehow made it to the divisional round of the playoffs.
Okay.
Man, could you imagine that?
That's a big addition, man.
D-Jack comes back. The Eagles catch fire.
Yeah. You imagine him and Greg Ward on the same team? Man.
Greg Ward is basically Antonio Brown without the craziness. He's that good.
Slow.
Yeah. All right. Other than that, I'm not gonna count my chickens before they hatch. Let's win this week in New York, get to the playoffs, and then, hey, that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, man.
Get into the dance, and then anything can happen.
It's all on you guys. And this you guys should win this game.
Oh, they absolutely should.
No matter
what, they should win this game. Doug's a better coach than Pat Shurmur. Wentz is better than Daniel Jones.
Slow down.
They have way more to lose. Everything's on the line for the Eagles. Nothing's on the line for the Giants. So, you know, if they can just get ahead early on them, the Giants will pack it in. You know what I mean? It's the end of their season. But if it's a close game going into the fourth quarter, watch out, man. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, all right. I think that'll be it for us today. We'll do a little quick preview show. Hope everybody enjoyed their Christmas, spending time with their families. Everybody got everything they wanted. Jay, let them know where they can find us, man.
Yeah, please check us out on Twitter @birds_berg. Check us out on the Facebook page, the Birds in the Berg podcast. Please like, subscribe, and review on all podcasting sites, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcast. Please just leave us some comments and we'll talk back.
Absolutely. Thank you everyone for listening. That was the Birds in the Berg Football Podcast, episode 44.
Yeah.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Enjoy the games this weekend. Jay, real quick, I almost forgot. Ohio State, Clemson, LSU, and Oklahoma. Who you got in those games, real quick?
Oh, Ohio State, of course. They're the best team.
I agree. Ohio State will win. Clemson played in a weak ACC, and they had a weak schedule. I think that'll be a good game. I think Ohio State pulls it off, of course.
Yeah. The other one, I don't even know.
I got it. LSU's going to win that game.
I'm thinking that too, man, but I think it'll be a good game.
It'll be a good game.
I think it'll be closer.
All right. So I'm going to say LSU, Ohio State National Championship. And all right, yeah. Like I said, Birds in the Berg Football Podcast. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the games this weekend, college and NFL. And we'll catch you next week.